Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we bring in the economic guru, Belsky, you want to explain the bumper music theme of the day, sir? Well,
yeah, I think it's fairly obvious. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. Some music about Cinco de Mayo, about Mexico, a couple Mexican artists that will be featured. I mean, it's 9 years since Donald Trump showed off the taco salad from the Trump Tower Grill.
Two thumbs up. Two thumbs up. Belsky. A taco salad, overrated, underrated, properly rated, and what is the key to a taco salad?
Wow, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
The queso. You got to have queso and salsa in there.
Harrigan, what's the key to a taco salad?
I think those are very good. You have to have enough meat, enough cheese, but the salsa, you can't have the picante sauce style salsa. The good, fresh, chunky salsa is what you have to have.
You have to have the right meat.
Obviously.
Okay, you have to have, that can absolutely ruin it. You can't have just a little bit. There's got to be plenty there. Then you need a variety of other items in there. It can't just be the lettuce, the meat, just a little bit of dollop of salsa, a little bit of cheese. You got to work in some sour cream. You got to work in some avocado, ideally some jalapenos. You got to bring a little zest, a little pop.
A little mango.
A little mango.
Toss that in.
Yes.
Sweetness.
That'd be good. Okay, Belsky, it's Cinco de Mayo. If you had a margarita today, what kind of margarita do you want?
Clearly a skinny, because I gotta, you know, I gotta keep this the way that it is.
Okay.
But maybe throw a little mezcal in there, a little smoke.
Yeah. Do you want it on the rocks? How would you like it prepared?
No. Always on the rocks. On the rocks with salted rim, mezcal, spicy.
I'm with you, but Dave, I want just light salt. I want a little bit on there. I don't need it a salt lick though. You know, it can't go too far. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. I'm a no salt guy, and I'll go strawberry margarita.
Oh, get out!
Yeah, that's right.
Here.
I mean, don't care.
It's
a little fruit. That's fine.
I mean, seriously,
it's still delicious.
That's embarrassing. That's absolutely. If it go in the corner, go. You're in timeout.
That's fine.
I believe I've spotted this twice on Warren Buffett. That over 60 years, the percentage he's up is over 5.5 million percent. I'd say that's a pretty good track record.
It's been a hell of a run. He averages 20% per annum, even in those down years. And he, you know, I've had the very good fortune of meeting him twice, and it was excessively humbling experiences both times. But at the end of the day, what an amazing run. And if you watch any of the commentary over the weekend, man, he was firing off answers. He did all no notes with respect to his investments. It was pretty remarkable.
Why has he been so unique And why has he been so successful?
I think because he sticks with his process and his discipline. And it's not about being stubborn. It's about doing the analysis and sticking with your convictions. And he doesn't get shook out of markets. I mean, think about how long he owned Apple. And he had an amazing comment about Apple and Tim Cook, that Tim Cook and Apple made his investors way more money than he had during those years that he ran. So, I mean, again, pretty humble guy with respect to how he looked at his life and how he ran his portfolio. But I think it's about long-term consistency and kind of sticking with your discipline.
So if somebody was trying to imitate Buffett, which would be a very good idea considering the percentage of money and this crazy increase, could they do it? Was it possible, or is just Buffett that different from everybody else?
People have been trying to imitate him for decades now, but and again, the other day, human nature kind of comes in and messes with you, and I think that's why so much of investing, quite frankly, Chad, over the last, let's say, 25 years, has become electronic and quantitative to kind of take the emotion out. But quite frankly, you need a little bit of emotion in human nature to make these types of thematic moves that Buffett has bought. Like he bought Dairy Queen when it was down, that nobody wanted anybody. He'd buy oil companies. He bought railroads. I mean, he bought railroads, but then he was one of the largest owners of Apple and Bank of America. So it wasn't just these obscure things. He was a very down and out kind of value investor, again, that had a process. So, you know, again, from a longer term perspective, when you own an asset for a long time, it's easy to also have that kind of compound returns, especially if you're buying good assets like he typically has.
It's our guy, Brian Belsky, BMO Capital Markets, their chief investment strategist. Okay, what about his replacement? I mean, you can't replace the guy, but what are your thoughts on the selection?
You know, he's been head of the insurance side of the business for a long time and more of the international side of things. He's 62 years old, so they're expecting a pretty long run from him as well. But he's pretty sound. And by the way, he's been kind of behind the scenes doing stuff for a number of years, let's say at least 5 or 10 in terms of being the heir apparent. So not a big surprise. Heard really good things about him, and he's got a good rapport with a lot of the companies that they own.
All right, let's talk about what's going on here with the stock market, with the economy. I get that if you look at where NASDAQ and the S&P is from April 1st, so the day before Liberation Day to now, actually up. There are plenty of other economic numbers which are down. We're all waiting to see if they actually announce deals. How vital is it over the next month or so, if this administration wants to show the Americans, the market key indicators, that we're headed for a steadier path here, that we're going to look individually at countries, we're going to make better deals? How vital is it in the next month or so to start announcing a single deal, because not one has been announced so far?
Well, I think it's pretty important with respect to unwinding a lot of the uncertainty, and some of that has been done with respect to how they are going about and announcing certain things leading up to this. Obviously, they don't want to be talking about what they're actively pursuing and negotiating in the press. That's, you know, that doesn't make any sense. However, there's been so much negativity and so much doubt with respect to what's happening. You know, it's our standard view that this gets done probably sooner than most people think. The market and the economy, and a lot of the economists and our brethren out there have gone the opposite way, being excessively negative, and they paid for it because of how the market's gone up. We've stayed in our lane. We continue to be bullish. We still think the United States is the best market in the world, and we'll let these deals kind of come together. But this is still all about the negotiating stages of it. And I think the less uncertainty, the better. So I think we're going to get more and more certainty and clarity over the next 30 days.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, Bissett on CNBC, a network you're very familiar with. You're on there often. Basically admitted that they're not talking to China yet. And basically, also, admitted that when you have this these tariff numbers between the two countries, it's basically an embargo. So where do you think we're headed between our country and China?
Well, let's take two steps back and think about this. You've started to see, really since 2017, before the last tariffs kind of went into place, you've seen a tremendous amount of capacity come back to the United States. It also left China and go to other countries. You saw China be pretty aggressive the last two or three weeks and do these roundtables with the rest of Asia, who has taken, quite frankly, business from them. The objective and the common sense side of things just says, remember, China needs us more than we need China. China's economy is in trouble, Barney Rubble. They've got an aging population. They've got a monetary system that has failed. They have a banking system that's failing. They have an aging demographic. And so we buy the stuff that they make. They actually need to be a little bit more forthcoming with respect to what they're in terms of negotiation. So it doesn't surprise me that Bessent is saying in this manner, again, we're negotiating. And unfortunately, we're negotiating inside the press. But from our lens and from our opinion, he is the guy. He is the guy in the administration to be listening to.
Are you feeling any better about your ball club?
I don't know, Chad. I mean, it's the same. It's a broken record, man. I mean, in terms of the pitching and the wherewithal, so many injuries. It's just like it's a secular problem with my team. I may or may not, I can either confirm nor deny that I might be there tomorrow night. I might be there Wednesday night. You never know. I mean, it's getting hot in Florida, quite frankly.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. I mean, you're in Europe, you're in Florida. Now you're in Harrigan, it's tough to be Bilski, isn't it?
Really difficult. Yeah. Struggle
is
real.
Skitty margaritas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good. It's good. All right, sir. Good info. Reach out to me this week. Maybe we can get together and grab one of those margaritas.
That'd be great. Take care.
Thank you. Bilski, Brian Bilski. He's great as always. BMO Capital Markets, their chief investment strategist, right here on the home of the Twins. We'll talk a little Twins later when Chip Scoggins joins us. And there is a Twins tie to one of my overrated, underrated, properly rated comments coming up. That's at about 107. Twins back in action when, Dave Harrigan?
Great question.
You know,
I think they're off. Are they off today?
I think so, but I'd be lying if I said I'm 100% certain.
Let's just figure that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Google.
Yeah. Twins schedule. Let's go.
You know what? They are off today. We nailed it.
Yeah.
Orioles in town starting tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. And that's when Royce Lewis is going to play for the first time. And Willie Castro.
Unless he gets hurt between now and then. Anything could happen.
Probably about 50-50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.